I would like to say yes, there is positive news, but I'm not so sure, to be honest. There's positive news in that the consultants' vacant posts have been advertised. Some interviews have taken place. An offer was made. It was accepted and then refused. And once again, it's back out now for interview stage again. And there's a number of interested parties who are going to be interviewed. But again, we've heard it all before. We've heard this numerous times over the years. There's three posts to fill. We currently have one consultant who's there on a 12 hours a week basis to deliver consultant and endocrinologist services at the hospital, and that's 2 6-hour clinics per week. And that's not enough, not for the amount of patients that we have for type 1 diabetes. And going forward, just at times you despair at the amount of time it's taken to employ these consultants.
We often hear discussions about the need to try and make the Northwest a more attractive place in which people can move to and live, and try and get that across to potential people to come and work here. Does more need to be done by the council, by SAILTHA, by the HSE and by others coming together, perhaps to try and come up with some way of making what those of us who live here know, making that better known across the country and beyond?
Yeah, look, and Donegal County Council, and indeed SAILTHA and the HSE have been doing this for quite a while, and it is a great place to live, and it's a great place to work. But unfortunately, as you know yourself, the pressures that staff are under at Letterkenny University Hospital, it's not portraying a good image in relation to working conditions at the hospital. Consultants always seem to be under pressures, as do nurses and CDs and all that there. So we need to change that, I think. I think we need to change the culture around the hospital. We need to fill all the vacant posts that there is. There's over 20 vacant consultancy posts at the minute in the hospital. And, you know, if we can get them filled, then we can take pressure off a number of the services that are under extreme pressure at the minute. And diabetes is one of them. Like, we talk regularly to the diabetes group here in the county, made up of patients and parents of patients, etc. And I mean, they see the diabetes services in crisis at the minute, and it has been for quite a while. We're stumbling along. So yes, look, we're doing all we can to try and attract more consultants, but I think sometimes the work practices, the pressures that doctors and nurses find themselves under at the hospital, that's what we need to be addressing, and addressing very quickly.
But it is something of a vicious circle, because the most effective way, we're told, to address many of the issues in the hospital is to get in more consultants, to get in more doctors, to get in more nurses. But if easing the pressures is one of the conditions of getting them in, then we seem to be somewhat trapped there.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? But we need the, you know, we need the services. There's an increasing number of diabetic patients presenting themselves. It's a severe illness. It's a life-threatening illness. You know, and the length of time it takes us to recruit and then retain the consultants is worrying, because it's just far too long. And all along, there's people who have life-threatening illnesses who are not getting the treatment that they need. And we see that again in relation to the podiatrists, who, you know, the podiatrists will be leaving now in mid-April, and we have no replacement for that senior podiatrist. And again, that's going to cause problems for people with urgent medical care and need for in relation to the podiatrist type of work around their feet and toes and stuff like that there. And it'll end up that people have to be admitted to the hospital, which will take up beds, which will put further pressure on the services that we can provide. So needs to be better planning. I think management need to have a long-term view. I know they're trying their best. They have that. But for some reason, we're still not attracting the necessary number of consultants that we need to provide a proper health service here in Donegal.